1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the January 26, 2023 College Station City Council meeting, where the City Council created a new citizens committee that will consider future applications by nonprofit agencies seeking federal grant money. This is the result of the Bryan City Council deciding to end a joint committee after 37 years, a committee that had been in existence since 1985. College Station Councilman William Wright asked about the composition of their six-member committee.
Is there going to be any thought to say who might have vested interest and they probably wouldn't make a good committee member, right? Or is that what we're actually looking for? Because, like, if someone's the head of a charity and they're kind of a recommending person, right, are we going to avoid that, or is that a good thing because they're so involved in the community?
The response from David Brower of College Station's Community Services Office was based on experiences with the former Joint City Committee.
In the past, when they fill out their application, they would make a full disclosure of any conflicts of interest. And
yep.
generally people who have served on the committee are citizens who may be involved with a nonprofit, but maybe just like a board member. And then if they were, they would recuse themselves whenever that agency was mentioned.
Brower also said staff has had strategic discussions about possible changes in College Station's funding of social service agencies.
Staff has been having strategic discussions about the creation of a social service hub in College Station and the possibility of creating a public agency funding process at some point in the future. And so this could change CDBG public service agency funding priorities and require a reevaluation of this process in the future.
College Station's committee will be tasked to recommend who gets a piece of more than $177,000 in community development block grant money.